If I stay, it will be trouble. But if I stay, it will be double. So I guess I should probably go. Considering both those things are trouble.
I think I got the song right.
Yeah, I think those are the exact right lyrics.
Hello, hello, and welcome to one of our recap episodes where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas watching Degrassi The Next Generation from beginning to end. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and join me every other week with Ezra Parter as we watch these characters do whatever it takes and make it through.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas! Exclamation point, a Degrassi : The Next Generation podcast. And for the second time in a week for me, this is Keely Bell. And I'm joined with...
For the second time this week, am Ezra Parter.
Awesome. But you guys don't know that because we're uploading this weekly, but we're recording twice this week because I feel good and I want to stockpile episodes so that we're not making you guys wait between episodes for like a month
anymore. Oh, that's what you meant. Because for me, this is the second time this week that I've been me.
Oh,
the rest of the week I've been cosplaying as somebody else.
The rest of the week, you've spent the rest of the week as what's a funny person? What's a person?
I don't know.
Be?
I set you up to make a joke, and then you asked me for a punchline.
I'm bad at it. You know, I'm not. This is not a comedy podcast.
All you had to do was think of any person, and it would have been funny.
But no, it's not.
It doesn't matter.
Sometimes
who it is.
It's not.
Literally, wouldn't have mattered.
If I had said Kate Hudson, that wouldn't have been funny.
Yes, it would have. You could have said Hitler and it would have been funny. Anybody?
No,
would have been
I wouldn't
funny.
Have said Hitler.
No, I know,
you're Jewish.
I know. That's I said it, but anybody could have said it. It would have been funny. You could have said anybody.
I'm bad at comedy.
Okay,
I just
take
like
two.
Talking.
Take two. I spent the last week cosplaying as somebody else. Who was it, babe?
Fucking Darren Criss. See, that wasn't funny because you don't know who that is.
That's true.
I couldn't think of anyone.
But I think to your audience who maybe knows who Darren Criss is, it would have been funny. Well,
yeah,
who is he?
He's from Glee. Oh. And from a Harry Potter musical.
Oh, I do know who that is. Yeah. I like the Harry Potter musical.
He's Harry.
I would love to be Harry in a Harry Potter musical.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
But he named his daughter Bluesy.
Oh.
Oh. I'll never forgive him.
Bluesy Criss.
Yeah. Her middle name is like Belle or something. Like Bluesy Belle. It's ugly.
Bluesy Belle Criss. That sounds like a cow destined to be a steak at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I mean, Bluesy Belle is a cow ass name.
Yeah, it really is.
Sorry to this real person, but
I mean,
oh,
she's like only a year old. She doesn't listen to podcasts.
Still.
If your 1 year old is a fan of Degrassi and listens to this podcast, respect, but also they don't exist. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Degrassi, finally, that's what we're here to do. And we don't really have any life updates because we only last recorded like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's been a couple of days and they've been decent days.
They've been good days. Yeah. We've been kind of like on a weird manic high for the last like 48 hours, which is
true.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are we on a manic high?
I don't know. We're high on love, baby.
Yeah.
We just watched the teen drama-iest episode of Degrassi thus far.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited to watch this with you. Because I was like, this could go one of two ways. We could leave this with you being super intrigued, or we could leave it with you being really already fed up. And I don't know which one we ended up
with. I'm going to save that for the end of the episode.
Yes. I still don't really know.
Uh-huh.
But we watched season 3, episode 7, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Mm-hmm.
Which was a Craig Ashley, and this was a more like ensemble piece. This episode, there
everyone
were a lot of
it,
characters. Yeah, everyone was in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if anybody wasn't.
Hazel was not. Which is weird because it was Paige's birthday. Why is her best friend not here?
Yeah, and Marco's girl was also not.
Ellie was not. Yeah, Ellie and
I physically saw Hazel in the episode, but she didn't have any lines.
I couldn't like, and that was the other thing about this episode is that the scenes moved so quick.
Mm-hmm.
I could barely look up from my notes. I was just kind of listening to it. yeah. for 22 minutes.
Yeah, it was. It was like it was really rapid fire scenes, mm-hmm. Which is interesting because it was so heavy topic wise in mm-hmm. a way that you'd think they'd spend more time lingering on scenes, but they really didn't.
Well, it's because they had to progress the plot to the point
right.
where we got to the end, so mm-hmm. that everything had to go like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
So that is all to say. Let's get into it because I love talking about this, and we're gonna. I'm so sorry to no spoilers, but we're gonna be talking about this for a while.
Oh, really?
This whole thing is gonna be a while. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But so we start the episode. Craig and Ashley are making out. I believe this is in Ashley's house.
Yeah, it looked like Ashley's bed to
mm-hmm.
me.
And
from what I remember of Ashley's bed, I think it's Ashley's bed.
We have seen Ashley's bed before, where, remember, we've dealt with her and Jimmy struggling to figure out if they want to have sex or not.
That's right.
Back
that's
in season one.
Yeah. She has a lot of not sex in this bed.
Yes. She Ashley has a lot of not sex in that bed.
Which I think is true of most people in all their beds.
Yeah, I would hope so. Imagine, though I'm sure some people have beds just for fucking. Mm. Like, we just watched Twilight last week.
Right.
And there, Edward didn't have a bed in his room, but there was a weird little, like, loungy chaise lounge situation. Bet he fucks in that.
Yeah, that's his fuck lounge.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Craig and Ashley are making out, and he makes a move for her belt, her very Hot Topic
she
belt.
She got such a big belt buckle. Yeah. It's like, girl, where are you ranching?
This is just early 2000s punk fashion, babe. I honestly love her fashion here, this era, way more than her goth fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm but so that's, glad.
I mean, the bar was pretty low.
The bar was... Well, like, her goth fashion was definitely more ornate. Like, it was very, like, she had a lot of dresses and boots and, like, mm-hmm. long, flowy sleeves and shit. This is very casual. We've got jeans. We've got t-shirts. But it's, like, punk. Like, it's she goes to Hot Topic, and I like her hair way more here than her short hair. I did like her, like, short black hair situation,
mm-mm.
like the really short one.
Mm-mm.
No? Remember when it was, like, slightly short, and then she went even shorter?
Yeah, that was better.
Yeah, I liked that. That's actually the kind of, like, the style I'm kind of wanting when I when I get a wig but while I wait for my hair to grow out.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of that kind of thing. But
that would make sense as a third wig for you.
Yeah. Like a, who am I thinking? Rosemary's Baby situation.
Oh, sure. You know what I mean? Want to have baby hair.
Yes. That's not who that is, but whatever.
Yeah, Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby is the devil.
Oh.
Rosemary has the hair, but we always, everyone calls it the Rosemary's Baby haircut.
Because oh, she okay. Has it so in you want to have two red horns on your head.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So, speaking of red, Ashley's hair is red now, too.
It is.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is she Rosemary's Baby?
Maybe. So, she denies Craig access to her unbuckled pants.
Yes.
And
she keeps that buckle buckled.
And it's not, but it's like under, it's behind a paywall.
Keep that buckle buckled.
The buckle is behind a paywall because she is like, only if you say you love me mm-hmm. will I let you enter my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I love you. And Craig is like,
you cool.
And she's like, okay, well, we're not doing this. And he's like, well, what? And she's like, do you love me? And he's like, no, I hate you. I actually think you kind of suck. And it was sarcasm. And
but
she's
not
like,
not well-timed sarcasm.
No, and she doesn't like it.
Take
so,
it from me. You got to read the room when you want to make a joke.
Yes. Especially around a girl that you're having sex with.
That's right.
Or you're not having. In Craig's case, the girl that you're not having sex with.
Mm-hmm. And mine too.
And
I'm that was
no, you're right, you're correct,
we have sex.
It's okay, the audience can know we have sex. Okay. They already do. We're gross on Maine all the time.
Yeah.
But
yeah, our Instagram feed is mostly just our porn.
I knew a couple like that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, not man. Instagram, but Tumblr. They had a Tumblr that they ran that was just porn of them.
Tumblr is for that. Yeah.
And when me and my friends discovered it, mm-hmm. we were like, oh my God, did you hear blank and blank have a porn Tumblr account? And we were like, ran to Tumblr, and back when Tumblr allowed porn before they eliminated it, but they brought it back recently. Anyway, yeah. We like ran to it and we were like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was a lot.
Wow.
It was a lot.
Wild.
Lots of just like penetration shots, just like full close up on the vagina. Oh, crazy.
There's a time and place for the close up, but I feel like that time and place is not Tumblr.
I mean, back when Tumblr allowed porn, it definitely was.
Yeah, Tumblr allows porn again, but yeah.
So.
I mean, I don't know.
So. Craig cannot say that he loves Ashley, and he tells her like it's hard for me, which like I guess I get, like I guess when you're an orphan
is that it, because he didn't explain
there's
why
really
it's hard
only
for him.
That's the only thing is
the
like,
last time I told someone that I loved them my parents died,
right? Like but it's like it's really just yeah. like he I guess it's just he has a hard time getting close to people.
Yeah,
his mom died when he was young. As soon as his dad tried to get back into his life, he died. So Craig probably mm-hmm. puts up walls for that reason.
Yeah. And I mean, I won't say that that doesn't make sense, but I will say not being able to vocalize it makes it very hard for anyone else to understand it.
Honestly. Yeah. Like I understand that too. Mm-hmm. But I think what the audience is just expected to like gather is mm-hmm. that Craig is damaged mm-hmm. and it's hard for him to open up. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, teen drama, we deal with boys like that all the time.
Sure.
So Ashley delivers the worst line I've ever heard. She looks in the mirror and she goes, oh, holy makeout hair. I should go. And it's Craig's room.
Oh.
Because she leaves.
What? No, it can't be because that was a makeup mirror.
That's true. What the fuck?
It's definitely her room.
So maybe she was like going to the bathroom.
She just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. So then she leaves and we leave Craig blue balled and confused.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day after the opening credits, it's love day at school. It's our first Degrassi love. Like they do this a lot.
It must be Valentine's Day, right?
No, because really? We're still at the start of the school year. So
there's just a day about love.
Yeah.
That's not Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And
they
people
do this
are sending each other Valentines, but they're not called Valentines.
They do this often where they will never say that it is exclusively Valentine's Day, but mm-hmm. it is like a weird love day. And I think it is to make the timeline ambiguous.
Mm.
Cause we're only on episode 7. There's no way we're already in February.
I guess that's true.
And I want to say we have a holiday episode, this season and we're not there yet. Wait, let me fact check that.
Is
it could
like
be season
winter
four.
Day, but we all know it's Christmas.
One second.
We're all going to get presents delivered by a fat man in a red coat who's not named Santa. He's named Coca-Cola Man.
Holiday is a season 3 episode. Yeah. So yeah, we have not reached,
winter.
Winter, yeah. So
winter is still coming.
Winter is coming. So it's love day, like a random love day in the middle of October or whatever. Right. And also we waited a month between Pride and last episode. We're the timeline for fall semester is
broken.
Interesting. Yeah. And Spage, as I call them, Spinner and Paige, mm-hmm. are being grossly cute. We've introduced Honeybee. She calls him Honeybee, mm-hmm. and that's their thing.
Also important to note, it looks like Spinner has dropped like 50 pounds between last episode and this episode.
Yes, Spinner, his...
I'm worried about him.
It's just all his little baby fat. Mm. He was a little chunky early teenager, and then mm-hmm. as he gets older, just leans out a bit.
Okay.
And they're being grossly cute, and Craig is like, oh, I think I need an insulin shot or something like that, because he feels like their cuteness,
too much sweetness.
Their sweetness gave him diabetes or whatever. And
that's
Spinner,
not how that works.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember if he said insulin shot.
He did.
He
oh,
did?
For sure. I was making fun of him, not you.
Yeah. I thought I misread
no,
that.
You got it right.
No, he's okay. But Spinner is like, dude, like, it works. It works for us. Like, she likes it, and I do what my girl likes, essentially. Mm-hmm. And Craig confides in Spinner and asks him, like, just when you guys are making out, does Paige ever like stop you? And Spinner's like, first of all, I am dating a rape victim, so weird question.
Wow. Yeah.
But I don't know if Craig knows that.
Probably not. But Jesus, but, I didn't think of that.
But like, I always, it's always such a, because I, yeah, Paige and Spinner do have an interesting, like, we'll get into it with their relationship with like sex and stuff based on like her experience with Dean.
She probably pegs the shit out of him. I mean, Paige is definitely the dominant one there.
Certainly. I feel like if Spinner and Paige were 2022, she would peg him.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. On Elite, that's what would happen. We should do certainly more Degrassi Elite crossovers.
We really should. I should do it. I should like start relating to them like you would relate hockey stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
be
you
like,
should.
Well, okay, like Spinner is the Guzman of this episode where he does this. And if the case of the reader doesn't know, my latest teen drama obsession has been the Spanish crazy, insane, basically porn teen drama Elite that you can find on Netflix. It's like Euphoria if Euphoria was Spanish, I guess.
Yeah.
It's but like lot. It's like Euphoria if we like went to Spain and got involved in like 8 murders.
There's so much happening on that show. It is fun, I won't lie.
It's very fun. But so
we should do a podcast on that. Spinoff.
Spinoff podcast. I actually, if I became like a full time podcaster, I would have so much fun.
Mm.
I would, my throat would be so dry, but but Spinner is like, dude, what kind of question is that? He doesn't really give him an answer.
Yeah, no.
And leaving Craig in the dust. But Marco makes fun of Spinner, and then we kind of establish that Spinner can stand to be in the same breathing space as Marco, but he will still make homophobic comments toward him.
Yeah.
He's
like, what do you know about getting to home base? You're too busy checking out the pitcher.
Yeah, yeah. And Marco like rolls his eyes. And so at this same scene, there's a lot of like everyone's in the same area this episode, like with all of the crossing over of the 2.5 plot lines. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's kind of like we go from the steps of Degrassi to just outside or just mm-hmm. a few yards away where Spike is dropping Snake off.
Right.
And like we establish that Snake is feeling real crummy because of chemo. He's super nauseous and he doesn't want to eat his lunch and he's angry and irritable and Spike is getting frustrated with him.
Mm-hmm. She brought him a bag labeled lunch and he mm-hmm. said, oh, yeah, this is just going to end up in the toilet. And yeah. It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true for everybody, buddy.
Yeah, that's true for everyone. Yeah, it's just sometimes yours will come out one on the other end.
Yeah. I understand that chemo is hard, obviously.
But. Yeah, but no, Snake is being a total, like, we usually call Spike a shrew. Snake mm-hmm. is being a shrew this episode. Mm-hmm. And so we jump to, there's a lot of jumping. Like I said, this episode moves really fast. We jump to the hallway where Marco and Craig are walking and Manny walks in front of them in her little booty shorts and crop top. And Marco just goes, wow, Manny's really letting it all out there. Or what does he say? Letting it all
laying
hang
it
out?
All out?
Laying
there.
It all out there or something yeah. like that. And Craig's like, haven't noticed. But he's like being sarcastic because everyone's noticed. And Marco suggests that Craig send Ashley a flowergram. So what they're doing is they're sending roses to, like, the fundraiser is you buy a rose, you send it to your loved one or your friend or whoever.
Man, having an extra love day is so brutal on single people.
I love a Valentine's Day aesthetic. I would be down for it even when I was single.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because like you can send them to your friends. That's always been my thing, is like send stuff to your friends, love your friends.
Yeah, but I don't want to have sex with my friends.
But the rose isn't about sex. The rose is about
it clearly
love.
Is. That's the whole episode.
Okay. But Liberty doesn't want your rose to be for sex. She would be mad at you for showing off your underpants.
That's true.
And Liberty is running the fundraiser, yes. as we can see, when Craig buys 12 roses to send to Ashley. Mm-hmm. And she goes, and Liberty goes, and the card, and Craig goes, oh, I don't need a card. Meaning he would just like to show Ashley that he loves her by sending the flowers, but he mm-hmm. doesn't want to personalize it at mm-hmm. all. And Liberty's like, if you're sending these to a girl, you're going to need a card. And so he accepts the card, but we see in the next scene where Ashley, after establishing that Ashley and Spinner have been secretly planning Paige's Sweet 16
right.
birthday party, at Ashley's house, Ashley receives those 12 flowers. Mm-hmm. And on the card, all it says is, Ash, you rock. Heart.
XOXO.
XO Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And Paige.
And Craig is over there looking like, ah, see what I did? See how amazing I am? And she's like, oh.
Paige delivers the best line of the episode, which is she looks at Ashley and Ashley's like disappointed. And Paige goes, how can you possibly look that mad when you have 12 roses in your greedy little hands?
Yeah, that.
I love Paige. That was such a good delivery. But then she shows Paige the note, and it says, Ash, you rock. And Paige is like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
So we then jump to our, like, I guess, so if Craig and Ashley is the A plot, Snake is the B plot. Manny is the A plot with an asterisk next to it.
Yeah.
Because we follow Manny throughout this episode kind of by herself on the outskirts of Craig and Ashley.
She's just spying and watching.
Basically. And so she is in the hallway and she's with Sully, who, as we will remember, is the guy that she...
I straight up did not remember.
You did not remember. I had to
when
remind
they had that
you.
Interaction, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah,
guy?
I was like, the whole reason she went and got hot was because ugly blonde Sully was the guy that she was chasing after in You Got the Look.
I forgot.
And they've been apparently dating this whole time, even though we haven't seen them together that whole for four episodes.
So she sent him a rose and he's like, and she's like, where's my rose? And he's like, here, you can have this one. Pretend it's from me.
And he just hands her back the rose that she bought.
Pretend it's from me is so stupid because it's like, dude, you could literally just say, this is from me.
Yeah.
You don't have to say pretend, you asshole.
Well, so he, pretend I bought it, essentially.
No, I know, but I get it, but it's so stupid.
It is very stupid. And then Manny goes, well, you know, Craig Manning gave his girlfriend 12. And then he goes, well, Craig's a sucker.
Yeah, which is true.
which is true. But
Rose industrial industry is complex or whatever is breaking these middle schoolers' piggy banks.
Yeah,
high schoolers.
Yeah, Craig is out here flaunting his wealth. Well, Sully's rich already. He was gonna buy. Remember, he was gonna buy Jimmy's stolen iPod.
Oh yeah.
So he definitely had the money to buy Manny and Rose.
Yeah, no, Sully sucks.
And
he's no Sully Sullenberger.
No, no, he would never. He would never save. Let the record show, in case you forgot, listener. Sully Sullenberger saved an entire plane and killed how many geese? Just one?
I think six.
Like six geese.
And PETA is mad at him.
And so he also plants that he cannot go with Manny to Paige's birthday party. Mm. Why? And Manny, I'm assuming, is invited to this party because she's on the cheer squad. I'm like, why is Manny invited to this party? But I guess it was a pretty big party. But
yeah, it seemed like everybody knew about it.
But also, like, Manny is the year under them.
That's true.
So it's like, it looked like all 10th graders at that party.
Yeah.
But I guess it's because Manny, like, is on the cheer squad and they probably invited the whole almost called them Power Squad. You know, you haven't even met the Power Squad yet. That's five seasons away.
I've seen Powerpuff Girls.
Spirit Squad is what they're called right now. And so Ashley invites Craig over to talk. She is baking Paige's cake after school, which looks delicious.
Really,
it is
well done.
Decorated with Jordan almonds. Oof. Which you couldn't do nowadays because everyone's allergic to nuts. So if you can't just make a birthday cake with nuts in it, then that's how you end up with Hereditary. You know the joke, right?
I don't. I haven't seen it.
You haven't, but you haven't heard like any of the references?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I have, but I didn't understand them.
Okay. So in short, in the movie Hereditary, which I also haven't seen, which I don't plan on seeing. It seems like a lot. But in the movie Hereditary, Alex Wolff's character takes his younger sister to a high school party,
mm-hmm.
and she has a nut allergy, and she eats a brownie with nuts in it.
Oh, no.
And she you know, starts going into going into anaphylactic shock.
Her throat closes up.
And he's driving home and she's going into anaphylactic shock and he doesn't realize it and he's driving and she puts her head out the window to like get some air and then gets decapitated by a like street sign that they drive past.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. That's like the, if anyone says Hereditary, that's basically the scene that they like,
wow,
that they are referencing. But yeah, that's going to happen to somebody at Paige's party because her birthday cake has Jordan Almonds on it.
That would have been a twist ending if somebody just got decapitated by a street sign.
Honestly, if like if we have like this fun party episode and someone dies at the end.
It's like, that's why we haven't seen Hazel, because Hazel's decapitated outside.
Oh, man. But so Craig comes over to talk and Ashley's like, we need to talk. And Craig's like, oh, boy. And she's like, I don't think you feel the same way about me that I feel about you. Mm-hmm. And Craig is like, it's hard for me to say that I love you. And she's like, well, then maybe we shouldn't be together right now. And that was valid. Like,
yeah.
Ashley, like, look, I don't like Ashley Kerwin.
No.
But we're about to enter an Ashley Kerwin. Like, you cannot. How do I phrase this? You can hate Ashley all you want. But she's not wrong ever.
Uh-huh. Like, she was wrong so much in season one.
Exactly. We're about to enter an era where Ashley, while insufferable, never wrong.
Wow.
That's
going to be tough.
Tough on who?
On
me? Yeah.
Yeah. Toby.
Because her younger brother.
That's who's not in this episode. Toby.
No,
and
Toby
JT.
Or JT. They would have had so much fun at this party.
Yeah.
So she suggests they take a break. And Craig is like, oh, like, oh, no more boobs for me to grab outside the shirt. No, like, dude, you clearly weren't that happy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to band practice. Spinner and Jimmy are dicking around and
playing just the worst music.
The worst music. They're still learning.
So bad.
Also, Marco's bass is like broken. Like all of did you see?
Awful.
Well, he also, all of his strings are like broken. Yeah. Like at the head, what do you call that? The like head of the
head of the
bass. His the head of the bass. His all of his strings are like.
Yeah, I think that's just because he strung it and didn't clip the strings, but maybe that's to show that he's a novice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. But so Craig comes. He's in a bad mood. Jimmy and Spinner are like, okay, well, we're going to leave Craig here to sulk. We're going to go get a burger.
They're just like there for no reason and then leave.
Well, it's because it's band practice.
I know, but like just have him go meet Marco. I don't know.
Yeah, or just like have Marco be the first one at band practice or something. I think Craig needed to like show that he's mad. He's like,
right, yeah. Meh, meh. You and guys suck.
And he wouldn't like, be mad at just Marco because Marco's like his best friend.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you're right.
And
good writing, it turns out.
Marco suggests to Craig that he tell Ashley how he feels. And Craig, once again, vaguely just goes, I just can't. Mm-hmm. And but then he kind of gets an idea. He's like, if I can't say it, maybe I can sing it. And
let
so
it go, let it go.
We just watched Frozen like a week ago, but we watched it. And
tell
I cried.
Ashley that you love her.
Did you see me cry when Let It Go was
playing?
Of course I did. I love Let It Go. I love Elsa so much. Anyway, he tells Ashley to meet him in the gym, or he sends her a note the next day saying to meet him in the gym.
Tapes a note to her locker.
And so she arrives into the gym.
His writing's terrible, by the way.
Okay. He's 15.
Mine's worse. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. It just is.
Well, he's 15, 16. No, he's 16. Mm. He's 16. Come on.
Mine hasn't gotten any better since then.
But he sings her a song. And in the end, the song says, I'm in love with you. Mm-hmm. And Ashley, panties soaked, falls for it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hell yeah, this is all I've wanted.
Yeah.
And
also over her shoulder, Manny, panties soaked, falls for it.
Yes. Manny is also watching and is like, wow, Craig really likes his girlfriend. My boyfriend fucking sucks. And Ashley falls so hard that she invites Craig to stay over the night of
after
the party.
When everybody else leaves, why don't you stay over?
And Craig is like,
you
me some music, my bed.
Yes, that's exactly what she says. And the, Craig is like,
every single time there's like a proposition for hooking up mm-hmm. in this show, they do that. Like, you, me, the couch.
Oh, yeah. Like you, last me. Episode. Yeah, it's, you, me, the couch. What was it? Double cheese.
Double cheese.
Sean. Yeah, with Sean, yeah. And so Craig, naturally, very excited. We cut back to the spike snake situation, mm-hmm. which took us forever to get back there, but yeah. we're there.
Did we have to?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a valid plot line, but it's just
I guess, but it does take up such little space in this mm-hmm. episode that I'm like, we could have just had Craig be the A plot and Manny be the B plot.
Yep.
Like, I don't see, and then have them come together in the end. I don't see why we needed to cut to Snake, but I think because they were like, hey, Wheels, we can get you back for one episode. And then they were like, okay, well, his schedule only works for this yeah. episode, so let's write it in. But that's getting ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Snake is at home. I'm assuming this is Friday night. And he's like, you know, just sulking. Mm-hmm. And Spike makes his favorite nachos. And he's like, oh, why would you put that in front of me, you
nachos,
stupid woman?
I'm nauseous. They mm-hmm. sound the same, but they don't go together.
And he calls her Christine, which, like, that definitely means he's Oof. Fucking pissed. He's Oof. Like, he says something like, are you something, Christine? Are you, he doesn't say, are you stupid? But, like, that's the implication.
What he means,
yeah.
yeah,
he's like, are you an idiot, Christine? I'm nauseous.
Are you a dumb fuck, Christine?
And she's like, and she just can't take it anymore. And then Joey arrives in his bright pink bowling shirt mm-hmm. and is like, I'm taking you bowling, Snake. And Snake is like, no, I could never. And Spike uses her shrewishness for good and grits her teeth and goes, Snake or Archie, put the damn shirt on and go have fun with your friends. And he's like,
fine.
So he does. And then
he had very valid chemo concerns, though. He's like, a ball that everyone's touched.
That's true.
Rental
immunocompromised.
Shoes. I am immunocompromised.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I
valid.
Hope that plot line doesn't happen.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Which, like, it's way less likely to pre-COVID times.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. But, like, any infection is terrible. COVID's
yeah.
just extra scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, I feel like we as a species weren't even aware of how many germs we encounter day to day before COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if, for example, having cancer, right? Before COVID, I probably would still be like going to Disneyland. You know what I mean? Like I'd be like,
yeah,
I'd probably be like, cause it's like, oh, it's just a bunch of people breathing. Like I'm not like, if as long as I take my hand sanitizer, I should be fine. Like that's probably what my brain would have thought before COVID, which is crazy
and
to think.
No, I think that would have been right also. Like it is.
And it is right.
It is crazy to think because of how germophobic we all have become now. But also like it. Yeah, I think it would have been. This is a crazy thought, but I think having cancer would have been better before COVID.
Oh, no, it's certainly correct. It's very correct.
This is crazy, but I think it would have been better for you to have this without also there being a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
Call me crazy, but I think the pandemic was bad.
No, yeah. Yeah, I think you're onto something there.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Not crazy at all. So we go to Paige's surprise party, which she doesn't sound very surprised, but while they're hiding out, waiting for Paige to arrive, Craig tells Spinner that he and Ashley are planning to fuck at the end of the night. And Spinner is very excited for him, as one is. Mm-hmm. And Paige arrives and she's like, oh, a surprise party for me? You shouldn't have. She knew. She definitely
fully
knew.
There's nothing that gets by that girl.
No. But like all the 10th graders and whoever is there are having a ball. But Manny is there alone, just kind of sitting on the stairs.
Watching Craig.
Yeah, watching Craig and not really enjoying herself.
Right. Because Sully decided not to go.
Yeah, Sully couldn't go.
Because like Bob was having the boys over.
Is that what he said? Yeah. I was not paying attention.
Which is like, we don't know who Bob is. Is that his dad?
Yeah, who's Bob? What teenager is named Bob in the year 2004?
Bob's having the boys over, so you know I can't go. What does that mean?
That is... That sounds like a fake story, yeah. Sully. What is really going on? But so we cut.
Sully had to go down to the river and murder some geese.
Those are the boys.
Yeah, Bob is the big goose.
I was gonna say Bob is heaven.
Oh,
Bob is having the boys over. So really tickled by that one.
I really like that joke. Go on.
Okay, so we go back to the bowling, or we go to the bowling alley where Snake is throwing a few lame balls and he's not having a real good time.
But no, he got strikes.
He was getting strikes, but he wasn't happy about
That's
it.
That's true. He wasn't having a good time, but he was having a great game.
Yeah, because he's fucking Strike Snake.
Yeah,
Strike Simpson is what Joey calls him. Mm-hmm. And then a guy arrives in the background who is also bald and in wearing glasses. And I'm pretty sure everybody who watched Next Generation who didn't watch Degrassi Junior High or Degrassi High had no clue who this man was. I have no clue who this man is. His name is Wheels, and he arrives, and he and Snake have a heart to heart, and Snake is like, dude, like, I just want it all to be over. I want to die, essentially. This makes me not want to live anymore. And Wheels is like, and Snake is like, you have no idea how this feels. And Wheels is like, I drove drunk and killed a kid. I think I know what wanting to die feels like.
And we gotta wonder, why is this drunk driving murderer's name Wheels?
Okay, his name was Wheels from the beginning, I'm pretty sure.
This is the kind of thing that you change after you kill a kid.
I agree.
After you kill a kid, your name goes back to being Scott.
After you kill a kid with your vehicle.
Yeah.
With your wheels.
Honestly, though, after you kill a kid, regardless of how, you lose nickname privileges.
You're not allowed to have a nickname.
No.
Wheels and Snake have this heart to heart where Wheels is like, I know what it feels like to want to die. And Snake is like, yeah, I get it. And now I kind of understand why Snake is like that. And then Joey comes back over and Snake seems to be in higher spirits. Mm-hmm. And him, Joey, and Wheels all cheers to being fucking bald. It's really cute.
To being bald as our bowling balls. Mm-hmm.
So we go back to Ashley's party, or to Paige's party.
Right.
At Ashley's house. And Spinner fucks everything up for Craig.
Spinner is on one. He's blowing up a balloon like it's a penis.
Yep. But it's really funny because I don't know how he knew to do this, but like it's a huge balloon. So it goes like, if you hold it up, it goes like from your mouth to your like crotch area. So he's like holding it like a penis. Then he lets it go. So then it flies into his mouth, or like toward his mouth. And it looks like he's like,
Sucking
a dick.
Sucking a dick.
And then that's really funny.
He points at Ashley.
He points at Craig.
Oh.
Yeah, because Craig is right behind Ashley.
Okay, well, Ashley probably took it as pointing at Ashley.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be you.
Essentially, yes. And he points, and then Ashley notices and is like, pissed off. Which, okay, Daniel and I have had this discussion before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've had it on the pod, but we definitely talked about it.
Okay.
I feel as though telling your friends that you are going to have sex is a normal thing.
It is.
It is a normal thing. Now, the friend he chose to tell being Spinner was a mistake.
Stupid.
Was a big, stupid mistake.
Your
just tell
friend
Marco.
This episode is Marco. Yeah.
But he told
everyone
the worst
knows
friend.
That Spinner's a dick and an idiot.
Exactly. So he told the worst friend. Mm-hmm. But I do not think that it is bad inherently to tell your friends that you're gonna have sex.
I
bet fucking Ellie knew that Ashley invited Craig to stay over.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I bet she told Ellie.
That's why Ellie's not at the party.
She's like, you guys need your fucking privacy.
I don't believe in that.
But but Ashley's mad at Craig for telling Spinner. And she says that he conned her into thinking she wanted to have sex with him. And he's like, I conned you.
Right.
And she's like, with that lie of a song, you don't really love me. Mm-hmm. And he says like, well, blah, blah, blah. Obviously he can't come up with an answer to that because he doesn't.
Right.
And so
she's right.
And yeah, she's right. So he's like mad that she doesn't appreciate the little effort that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, coming up with the whole song is hard.
Yeah, it's
granted,
true.
It was one verse and it wasn't very good, but it was hard.
It's hard. I can imagine. He runs off, and Manny, a woman of opportunity, sees. And she's like, well, my time to fucking shine. And she
follows him out.
And she's like, wait, Craig. And her cute little like hot pink button down tied up with jeans, which like great look. And also, I think she's wearing a cowboy hat. For Manny sure and her is. Cowboy hats.
It's a bright pink cowboy hat. Yeah. Of course.
Manny is in her cowboy hat era. We love that for her. She. Do we? Yes, I do.
Speak for yourself.
She runs after him and he confides in her and is like, sometimes being with Ashley fucking sucks, essentially. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, literally like 2 feet away, Snake arrives home from the bowling alley.
Just singing his heart out. Singing his heart out. Song.
Zit Remedy. And Emma and Spike peer out of the window and see them. And they're like, oh, look at him having a good time. Mm-hmm. We knew this was a good idea. Mm-hmm.
So to avoid having to hear that song, Craig and...
Craig takes Manny to the garage.
Duck into the garage. And Manny's like, oh my God, this is where instruments are?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, she says, I have it written down, the exact quote. This is super cool. It's like a video or something. This is said about a garage with a couch in it and Christmas lights strung up.
Granted, like, this is like peak garage rock.
Yeah.
For music videos. So yeah. I see what she means.
I understand,
but
too.
Also,
I probably would have thought it was pretty fucking cool when I was 14.
Definitely.
And Manny's giving very groupie right now. She's giving very, like, she's like, this is where you wrote the song that you played for Ashley. Can you play it for me, please? And then he starts to play it, and 2 seconds in, she stops him to say.
She's like, great, I have that power over you? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me get another power over you, please.
Yeah. She stops him, and she's like, I think you're the best. And if Ashley doesn't appreciate what you've done for her, then she doesn't deserve you. Mm-hmm. And
if you played that song for me, I would be happy for months.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig is like being dumb, being a big stupid head who only thinks with his penis, is like, well then, maybe if things aren't working out with Ashley, they can work out with this girl who's definitely gonna put out, because that's the vibe she's giving. Mm-hmm. And it's true, because they start to smooch, and then
he goes for the top button on her shirt, and she doesn't stop him. Yep,
and she does not stop him, and he's like, hell yeah, this is all I've wanted. And they go all the way.
We don't ever get that confirmed in this episode, but it's fucking true.
It's pretty
we cut
clear.
From there to Manny telling Emma that she has the greatest night of her life, but she can't say why yet.
Yeah.
Which is like you're not allowed to say you fucked Craig.
Yeah, essentially. Well, it's because she doesn't want to, because she knows that there was probably in her brain, this was Friday night. She was like, okay, well, Saturday was probably spent breaking up with Ashley, and then Sunday was probably spent telling all their friends that he broke up with Ashley. Mm-hmm. So now it's Monday, and now the whole school has to learn that he's broken up with Ashley so that I can really get in there, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen, because Craig didn't talk to Ashley all weekend. Mm-mm. In fact, she comes up and is like, hey, I want to talk to you. And he's like, what? And she's like, you know, as it turns out, I am kind of a fucking shrew.
I overreacted. I was talking to presumably Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, I did overreact. Mm-hmm. I want to try again. Blah, blah, blah. And
oh, no. She said she talked to Paige.
Okay, she talked to Paige. Which, I don't think Paige is the person you talk to about this. She will tell you you're overreacting regardless.
Yeah. She hates women. I mentioned Terry accidentally, but we did see her briefly. She is alive.
Yes, Terry is alive and well. She had no lines. And Ashley admits that she wants Craig back. And mm-hmm. Craig is like, you want me back? And she's like, yes. And she gives him a big old hug. But then over her shoulder, Manny is crying. Mm-hmm. And Ashley says, I love you. And Craig says, I love you too.
While looking at Manny, says, I love you too.
Ooh.
End of episode.
End of episode. We've got the real, we're getting into the real teen drama of it all, aren't we? Aren't we?
You have the biggest smile.
I do, because I'm so excited. I love, like, look, I in good faith cannot ship Craig and Ashley or Craig and Manny. But the Crashly Cranny love triangle, bitch.
Excuse me? The what?
Crashly Cranny.
Crashly Cranny? Oh, okay. I get it.
Mm-hmm. The Crashly Cranny love triangle is, whoo, it's fun.
Crashly Cranny sounds like some kind of like, it's like disease. A canyon that people always break their ships in Star Wars or something.
They crashed. Where? Crashly Cranny.
Of course. We named it that because everyone crashes there. Why did they go there?
But yeah, that's the episode. What are your thoughts?
Oh, man. What a wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
Manny really changed fast.
Yeah.
Well. Sort of. I mean.
I think this is a, like.
It's not inaccurate.
Yeah. Manny from season one could have gone one of two ways. Mm-hmm. And this way, the south way is the way she went. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. Like, when you're a young girl who's like a hopeless romantic who just dreams of being swept off your feet. And then when you realize that you have sexual power over someone of a whole gender, most likely teenage boys, you're going to delude yourself into thinking that your sexual power equals getting swept off your feet.
Right. Right. No, it makes sense. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just
disappointing.
Yeah. And I think like, the way we talked about Manny in season one, like how much you loved Manny. Mm-hmm. I didn't see this being the way she was going to go based on that. Like,
yeah.
Which is not to say that, she's not lovable still or anything.
No, yeah,
but
yeah.
Just like, it just wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's just surprising.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you know, I think everybody's favorite character, I think in order for someone to be a really, really good character, you do have to see them kind of be bad at some point.
Sure.
And Manny, I think, has that hold over a lot of us who watch the show, because it's like, first of all, Cassie is a great actress and
really, really great. Yeah.
And so that helps. But also we love her for being funny and great in those early years. And then we get to watch her shine to and be a little bit bad this season. And then, you know, I won't spoil anything, but like she, you know, she continues to be great and like up and down for the rest of her time on the show. So
yeah, which is accurate to being a teen. So
exactly,
makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think Manny's just a really well fleshed out character, and that's why so many people
love
her.
I think that's right. Ashley, on the other hand, is not well acted or well fleshed out.
Yeah.
So an Ashley heavy episode is tough.
Yeah, it really is. They're hard really to get through.
And I think that's why that was such an ensemble episode, maybe, because they're like, we
need to pad this.
We gotta get, like, everybody needs a glimpse of their favorite character.
Yeah, we need to pad this so that Ashley doesn't dominate too much. Yeah.
Craig, an understandable piece of shit move.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's the other thing is, did you see this going there for Craig? Like, when we were first introduced to Craig, did you see him going this direction at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like Craig is not quite what I mean, but like, I definitely am not surprised that he's making decisions I don't agree with.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think Craig, maybe this is just coming from the perspective of a person who loved teen dramas, who loves teen dramas and understands the archetypes. Craig, as soon as he's introduced, you kind of know he's gonna fuck some shit up.
Yeah, he's like a broken boy who breaks things.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly it. He is a broken boy who breaks things. And now it's like, oh, we're getting into, and once the broken boy who breaks things becomes sexually active, then he is just
now
unstoppable.
He's the fucking broken boy who fucks things.
Yeah. So that, and that's, I'm excited to see you see where this goes. You know, I love this fucking episode.
Yeah.
I think this is a great, like I said last episode, we're introducing plots right now. This is really where the show gets its bearings because we're introducing plots that are kickstarts to a big snowball of events. Mm. Like the Sean episode, last episode kicks.
Oh, we didn't see Sean this
episode. We didn't see
either.
Sean. Yeah. Which, like, I wish we did, because now he and Emma are kind of broken up. I honestly want to see Sean and Ashley. Like, this is coming from somebody who has seen the show, and so I won't spoil if it happens or not, but like, I want to see Sean and Ashley, because they, you know, they had a moment back
they
when.
They did have a moment, yeah.
Back when she ruined her life.
Right.
But I really liked their chemistry. But. Yeah, we didn't see Sean, but like last episode, Sean's whole deal with Jay and them, big kick to a snowball.
Okay.
This episode, big kick to a snowball. Mm. And we're introducing plot lines now. And I just saw the preview for next episode. Big episode. So we're introducing a lot of plot lines that will stick with the show. We're no longer in the area of every episode is kind of a one-off, like, after school special situation. Yeah. We're introducing things that are going to last for a long fucking time. And I'm excited. I love all of this. We're in the meat. We're in the meat of the series. But yeah, how would you rate this episode, do you think?
Oh,
remember, we're rating the episode based on like how good the episode is, not do you agree with what the characters are doing?
Yeah, if it was just on agreeing with the characters, then I would give it a full on zero. But
yeah.
I think I'll go 2 spiky bass drums out of 5.
What?
I just okay. So you know what? I gave the last one 2, so that's not fair. I'll go 3, because the last one was awful.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have given it 2. I should have given it 1. I should have stuck with my guns and given it 0, actually. But,
no, you shouldn't have.
But
there's no way that was a 0. Anyway.
This one gets a 3. None of the choices were unmotivated, which is good. But it just, I feel like, I don't know, even though it moves so fast, I didn't find the A plot to be very engaging. Like, the episode needed some more.
Okay.
And I think I want more of, honestly, to make everything feel more, or to make the Manny part of this feel more logical, is like Manny and Sully.
Yeah,
we just get like, oh, Sully sucks. Okay.
Yeah, literally.
And which is great, like Sully sucks, but we don't see her deal with it at all. I don't know.
And like,
I feel like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I was just gonna say, like, we just said Cassie Steele is a wonderful actress. Mm-hmm. She's not given much to deal with, to work with.
No.
In this episode.
No,
a lot of her lines feel very like just stock lines that she's just kind of like, oh, hi, Craig. Oh, that, like, she doesn't have much to work with, which means that, yeah, Manny's whole section of this episode isn't meaty enough. Mm-hmm. Like, we get the gist of it, but it could be better.
Yeah. And I get this, that Snake is important, and him going through chemo is important and is worth touching on. But no.
We've dealt with it. It's been the B plot of the last 3 episodes.
Yeah.
We don't need to have Snake be the
B plot
of the last 3 episodes.
No, and this wheels thing was stupid. I don't care. No, I don't. I mean, I guess like
it's for the older people.
Sure.
It's for the old people that were watching,
but
maybe.
Some random dude who's like, I killed kids and you should love me. And
yeah.
You should love yourself because I killed kids. It's like, okay, no.
Yeah.
Big no from me. What I would have done is take that out, spend more time with Manny and Emma, who I know aren't necessarily best friends, but they were talking, or they are best friends, but they aren't necessarily on great terms right now. But like, they were talking about it. I'd love to see Emma's take on what happened with Sully and Emma's take on what happened with Craig to an extent, or even Emma's take on her being like, well, I think I like Craig. You know, I think that would have been a better way to do it.
I think, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Manny had Emma at this, in, like, if Manny had Emma fully available to her, she wouldn't have done it.
That's interesting.
Emma would have talked her out of it.
Well, then let's see that. You know,
well,
let's see Emma not be there for her.
We're gonna get there.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I just think that like structurally, this episode was off.
Yeah, it's
very
off.
Because the B plot feels like just like, we get it, cancer sucks, and maybe that's partly because
we're dealing
it
with it. But no, it we haven't before this. we have not dealt with the same plot being the B plot of three episodes in a row ever.
Yeah.
They never do that.
Yeah.
So this was unnecessary. We don't need to see Snake struggling this much.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, fucking, oh my God, what's her name? Caitlin Ryan, fucking Stacey Mystician, mm-hmm. is a regular this season, and we've seen her once.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I want more Caitlin Ryan. Yeah. That's just because I love her, and she's the love of my life.
Yeah.
But you know what we didn't do?
I'm not allowed to be offended by that, yeah.
You know what we didn't do? We what? Didn't compare this to your prediction
from
last
yes. week.
Yes. I don't remember what you said, really, which is crazy because we recorded this like 2 days ago.
My prediction was that Craig is debating whether or not to leave Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah, you did predict right.
I don't think I said anything about sex, but I might have. But definitely it was Ashley being shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
But it turns out it was Craig being shitty.
Yeah, turns out it was Craig in the wrong. I would rate this episode. I love this episode. And I think this episode is a like turning point in the series where we really shift to kind of the meaty teen drama shit that we will get. You know, and luckily when I say that, I hope you don't take that to mean that everything's going to be love triangles and shit from now on.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
No. It's just vibes. Like, okay.
I love that you grabbed my hand like, don't worry, babe.
Yeah. Because I didn't want you to think it's going to be all just romance based.
Yeah.
But no, like we are going to have we're gonna have plenty of stuff that's not romance based moving forward.
Okay.
But I don't know, just vibes wise, I think the Craig Ashley Manny stuff is so, it's very, how do I put this? It's like one of the like pillars of these early seasons of Degrassi, where it's like, that is like the plot, you know what I mean? And when I say that, I don't mean that it takes over the show, but it is like what a lot of people we're watching it for.
I see.
So, and so like all the plots that come after this are like just the drama is elevated like to the same kind of level.
Okay.
Like whether it's, you know, a friendship plot or a, you know, body image plot or something, it's got more of that like melodrama to it and less of that like after school specialy stuff. So what?
I don't know if I'm excited about that.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. It is educational. But like with a level of like, and like not like maybe, I don't know. I haven't looked at this show from a like a screenwriter standpoint in ever. So this is gonna, maybe it is gonna be bad. But like maybe all these choices are gonna be like unmotivated and stuff. But like no, I think the rest of them are still pretty like they make sense.
I still am excited to find out.
Okay, I would rate this episode 4 out of 5. Did you give a thing?
Yeah, I said spiky guitar strings.
Okay. I'm going to give
not the best work I've ever done.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll give this one 4 out of 5.
Oh, can I change mine?
Sure.
3 out of 5 unused condoms.
Okay. How do you know? How do you know? Oh, because
Ashley.
With Ashley. I was like, what?
I don't know what Manny and actually. I think because of a spoiler I received, I do know.
Who
but
spoiled something?
It was a long time ago. I'm sorry.
What did they say?
I believe Manny has a pregnancy scare at some point.
Okay.
But I might be wrong.
I'm going to rate this episode, I think, 4 out of 5 bald bowling balls.
Nice.
Because I am also a bald bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
But so the next episode is called... Can you tell that we're at the point where I don't even have to look up the episode names?
Yes, I noticed.
I used to have to look
season
up
season one, what... a little bit of season two, but for a while now, you've not had to look.
No, because I know this season like the back of my hand, baby. Season 3, episode 8, Whisper to a Scream. One of our key player in the A-plot is Ellie. What is your prediction?
Whisper to a Scream, the key player is Ellie. I think Ellie is going to get really into painting. And she's gonna try to recreate that Scream painting, you know.
Okay.
But she's not gonna be able to do it without putting in speech bubbles because mm-hmm. she wants it. She doesn't understand how to convey emotion without writing the actual emotions in.
That's hilarious.
And so she makes a painting that is like looks like the Scream painting, but it says in a speech bubble, "Scream."
Okay. So I'm gonna give you a little bit of context mm-hmm. for your second prediction. Yes. I'm just gonna repeat what I already told you. This episode, I think I've said this on the pod before, is the episode that I have seen of the entire series the most mm-hmm. because they played it on the N a lot. Teen Nick, the mm-hmm. N. Mm-hmm. And I will say it's because it was a very topical subject matter for the time. So that will inform your next.
Whisper to a Scream. It's a very topical thing. And Ellie is the. Oh, okay. Well, but if it was that, Marco would be the main player. Does it have to do with Marco?
Not really, no.
Okay. Whisper to a Scream. I genuinely have no idea what this could possibly be. I don't really know enough about Ellie to make a prediction.
This is the episode where we learn a lot about Ellie.
Okay. So maybe, okay. So it's a topical for the time, like mid-2000s. We learn a lot about Ellie.
For more context, we learn a lot about Ellie's home life.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was going to be home life.
And we learn that it's kind of hard.
Okay, I'll go with my initial thought, even though I don't really know why it would be topical. But mm-hmm. maybe we learn that there's like physical abuse going on at Ellie's home, and she's finally like telling somebody about it for the first time. And that's why it's like Whisper to a Scream. It's like this used to be a problem that was kept quiet. And now mm-hmm. it's like, no, we're going to talk about this. And we're going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop it.
Okay. You're definitely on.
Why is that topical if that's what it is?
It's not. You're not right.
Okay.
But you're on like a nice track.
Okay.
You're on a nice track.
Okay.
Okay then. Interesting. Okay. I'm kind of excited for you to watch. I've seen this episode literally, when I say I've seen this episode so many times.
That's why I didn't go with that prediction initially.
Yeah.
Because like, why would they air that many times?
Yeah. You're not right.
I know. But like, what could it be? I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like I could probably recite that episode fucking by heart. But I kind of forgot when I just said earlier that I wish we had more Caitlin Ryan. This is a Caitlin Ryan episode as well. She is there. So I'm excited.
Okay.
But yeah. Oh, I can't wait for you to watch it. Based on this episode. Mm-hmm. Based on episode 7. This is 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Based on season 3, episode 7, should I stay or should I go? Are you a Degrassi fan?
I'm starting to think I should go. Because if like, you're right to be like, don't worry, it's not all love stuff. Because I'm like, it just is mm-hmm. repetitive. And like, I don't know. I feel like love triangle stuff, I don't really care that much about, mm-hmm. especially when I don't really... Like with Ashley and Craig and Manny, I like Manny, sure, but like, I don't care about any of these characters. And I don't mm-hmm. see Manny ending up with Craig, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like between last episode and this episode, I'm like, if this is the direction it's going, ooh, I don't know.
I think there comes a point where like you... Maybe this is just my experience with shows like this, like with a long running series,
mm-hmm.
Say like by season. So like if our relationship lasts to season 5, say
there's no way we stop doing this podcast. If our relationship lasts,
if we last to say season 5, mm-hmm. I think there comes a point where like you start to not care about the characters, but you're just kind of like, interesting that this character would be taken this direction, or interesting
sure.
that this character. And I think we're at the point in season 3 now where we can start doing that, where it's like mm-hmm. comparing them to how they were first introduced and being like, how did we end up here?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I take the most joy sure. in this show, is seeing how the characters grow and progress. Which like, I guess is caring about them or something, but but I would hope that you would start to have the same kind
well,
of
and I think there are characters mm-hmm. that I am interested in, and I think what is missing for me right now is like there were used to be a lot of like fun moments with JT and Toby or even Jimmy. Like there were like fun things thrown in the middle of stuff. And now it's just like all heavy all the time. And I'm like,
oof. Yeah, yeah, I get that too. I understand that a lot. And it does. I will say like that's there are a few times where our B plots will be a little sillier. But we do kind of start to lean into the drama a bit
more. And that's like the reputation this show had and why I never watched it. And then when we started watching, I was like, oh, wait, this is fun.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, no, it was fun.
Okay.
Which is not to say I'm not excited to keep doing the podcast about it because I can talk shit about stuff I don't like just fine.
Yeah.
But and it's not to say that I won't like anything or anything.
Yeah.
I'm open. And I'm excited.
You know me. You know that you saying, like, I think I will hate this and will make me want to stop doing this podcast altogether.
Right. And that's not what I'm trying to say. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I think I'm leaning away from being a fan with how it's going.
Right yeah. Now. Yeah. And it's okay.
Yeah.
I support you. I was never expecting you to be a fan.
Right.
Do you have a question for me?
I do. Given that I just said I enjoy talking about shit, talking shit about things I don't like about your favorite show. do you still love me?
Of course. Okay. where can people find you on social media?
I am at Ezra Parter on Instagram, at Ezra Partier on TikTok and Twitter, although both not that often on those.
You are at Ezra Partier on Instagram.
Did I say that backwards?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my bad. I am at Ezra Partier on Instagram, at Ezra Parter on TikTok and Twitter. Follow the Daily Misinformer on TikTok, Instagram, at Daily Misinformer. For my political joke show. It's very fun and good. And my sketch groups are Bounce House and Pump a Breakup on social media.
Nice, nice, nice. You can follow me at OMG It's Key on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram or email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Email in things you want me to say to Keely on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I haven't checked the email ever, but once
I do... You don't have access to the email.
Oh, yeah. But once I do, I'll read all the things that I've told you to send.
Okay. Do that, I guess. thank you for listening. I'm excited to do next episode. Bye-bye.